So I have a question for you. Are you operating at your highest level, your most optimum energy that you could possibly experience in phantom in the heart of your soul? Stay tuned because I'm going to share with you 6 ways that you can learn to own your value so you can raise your energy. And that way you can step into the most authentic version of yourself and be that way shower you came here to be. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and it's my goal to help you as a heart-led soul that maybe you're feeling stuck, burnout, overwhelmed, and feeling like you're not able to move into the authentic version of you from the highest level and your highest value or the highest version because you're feeling limited, you're feeling lack, you're feeling exhausted. So on this channel, what my goal is to do is to help you discover you from the highest version of what you came here to be. So this ascension journey has beat down a lot of us when it comes to even trying to pick ourselves up and keep moving forward and finding the worth and going through the process and raising ourselves up and then, you know, get knocked down and here we go again. And it can be and feel defeating. But the key to knowing the sense of your value and your worth is it doesn't matter what people think about you, it's what you are and what you perceive as your own value that matters. So, for instance, like it or not, if you do or don't on the Mona Lisa, it's very valuable. In 2020, it was valued at $860 million. So it doesn't matter whether we like it or not, it has value. So what we have to do is claim and own that own sense of value, that it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter whether they like us or not. It doesn't matter if the twin flame ghosts you again. Like, you have value. And you need to find that value in you. So that's why today I am really excited to share with you 6 ways to help you gain a higher value in yourself. So one of the first ways you can own your worth is to make a decision to stop chasing anything you want. And in this case, we're going to say twin flame, money, your purpose. It really doesn't matter what it is. If you're chasing it and you're seeing the value outside of yourself, that you need that to gain the value within yourself, you're setting yourself up to not feel worthy of the divine love, or, you know, say when money, it's just an energy and you're not feeling worthy of receiving, which is key in this. So when it comes to what you're desiring, you really, if you're having to chase anything, it's because you don't know how to receive and you're not allowing yourself to receive based on your fear of being rejected, potentially the walls on your heart that maybe you've had, you know, experiences where you've experienced pain, and most of us have in this journey, especially on the twin flame journey and with maybe a twin flame. And so if you don't learn to fulfill those needs from within and set some boundaries, you're going to keep repeating the cycle of, I am not worthy of love. I don't deserve it. Therefore, I'm repeating this over and over and over. And if you are in that loop and you're chasing anything, again, because a lot of people now have really moved on and past the twin flame, but they're to the next phase of like, well, I'm seeking my purpose and I don't know what my purpose is. And I'd like to make meaningful money and I want more fulfillment and I want to connect to more of a place of being able to operate in my daily life, just feeling a sense of feeling worthy and feeling valued. Then you're really the one that has to show up every day and put yourself in a position in your life to put and create experiences that are going to bring you what it is you want, so you no longer have to chase it. So if you're experiencing these splits and these decisions of experiences or triggers or things are happening to put you in a position to revisit past experiences, and you might still be being triggered, but you're learning how to let go and be more of an observer, just know that this is an opportunity for you to move the button so nobody can push your buttons anymore. And when you call that power back inside of yourself and you find that value and that worth inside of yourself, then everything you desire is going to show up for you and it's going to magnetize towards you and you're going to be a magnet. So call back that power, make a commitment to yourself that I deserve better. I am going to start owning my worth, and I may not know exactly how to do that every day, but just by making a commitment to choose to stop chasing anything, that's going to put you in the right direction. So the second way to know and own your worth is to intentionally protect your energy. For you to be able to stand up, show up, and speak up for yourself in a way that you are staying in power, in a way that when you go through these experiences, to really feel it and observe it, but not attached to the trigger, not attached to the circumstance, not attached to the outcome, not attached to the person. When you can become the observer and you're watching everything move by you, you're staying in a sense of power. You're then make an intentional effort to say, I'm going to protect my energy. And from a place that I'm not going to give somebody enough power over to me to allow me to feel like I'm being robbed of my joy, to be robbed of the love, to feel, you know, the thing also in that when we go into places, we can experience and feel someone else's energy. And so as empaths, this is very important. When you can still be present in the middle of the chaos and know that it is the love that is going to help you rise above whatever the circumstances is and the energy is. And so imagine yourself inside a protected bubble. Also, it's so important to cut cords with people, cut cords with energy, to detach from things. And even if you've done that, your energy can reattach to the situation or the person. And it causes you then to be energetically drained. It takes your life force. Do some Qigong exercises. That is going to be huge in order to awaken the energy and the meridians deep within your soul so that you stop having the interference that's coming through, blocking you through maybe your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions as well from these triggers, that you can then again stay in the power and step into intentional idea that my energy is safe. And you could also use that from my power is safe. And it is also safe to use my power. And so one of the things that I'd like to invite you to do if you're really interested in protecting your energy is one of the things that I'm teaching people now is 5 key principles so that they can master the vibration. And everything I'm talking about here is about mastering your vibration through a sense of knowing your value, knowing your worth through your frequency, to raise your frequency in such a way that your energy is no longer matching the lower frequencies and people can no longer connect to you. They can no longer suck you dry. They can no longer be energy vampires, basically. And so, and I invite you to join me for my Authentic Abundance Accelerator that you can check out the link below. It's going to be an online live immersive where we're going to literally go into the subconscious programming and the energetic field and release the interference and remove and dissolve any limitations that's blocking you from connecting to your highest frequency. And in that state of a higher place, now you are automatically more protected because the things you're connecting to are coming from a higher frequency and a higher vibration, and they're no longer sucking you dry. They're actually bringing energy to you, and now they're fueling you in such a way that you have energy to go forward in your purpose, in your mission, to feel more connected to these higher realms in a way that you have more energy to show up who you want to be more often. So I have a question for you. What are you doing to protect your energy? Leave me a comment below. Let us know. And I'm very excited about being able to share this journey in a new way with people, to where we don't have to focus on so much this negative side of it, that we can shift our perception. So let me know ways that you're mastering your vibration. So one of the third ways you can own your value at its highest level is to learn how to manage your emotions. And this is very important. This is kind of like putting some of what I've said into like summary of being that observer and not allowing these emotional triggers from the outside of you to come along and trigger you and give the power over you. But from the internal state, you make a conscious choice to be the observer of how you feel in every given moment. And that is going to call for you coming into a place of acceptance for who you are, that maybe a wound still exists and you're needing to dissolve it through acceptance of someone else that's triggering you, that in turn actually heals your wound because now no one can trigger you anymore in that place. I've experienced this a lot myself in the last couple weeks where I have literally watched wounds that I didn't even know were there coming back up through triggers and being surprised that they're there and wondering, how am I repeating it at this level? To realize it was like a core root, but how I actually dissolved it was actually learning how to, like Mother Teresa says, love them anyway. And to know that through the love and acceptance of that person, no matter whether the trigger is feeling, I'm feeling it, it's not about me. Whatever that is about them. And I don't have to attach to it, so I can manage my emotions and be an observer, and I can allow that wound to dissolve through the love that I experience for the other person. This accepts yourself then by accepting them. This is also then going to help you learn to know what your own needs are so you can manage those needs better by standing up for what you believe in, by showing up for yourself if you expect someone else to, you need to first. That you can show up in a place of speaking your needs to others. But you can, in the process of that, stop expecting anything from anyone else. And most importantly, step out of the perfectionism that you have had and placed on yourself, that you think other people should show up for you in a place that you can't even step up in the same place for yourself. So the fourth way to raise and increase your value is to embrace your vulnerability. This is important. This is an opportunity for you to explore the new you from the highest version of what you're becoming, for you to maybe explore who you've been from the parts that you judged or you separated from or that maybe was wounded. Being able to be transparent, being able to be authentic. And I did a series video last week on authenticity. So I'm going to have a link above and below for you to connect to that video if you did not, because authenticity is something that we're needing to learn and understand. And I won't go into it here because I talk about what authenticity means in the buzzword today more there. But we are really being asked to become the authentic version of ourselves. And to do that, it's becoming transparent, which is tapping into some of those emotions I mentioned when I said manage them in new ways, learning how to manage things you've felt before, you've never felt before, I should say, learning how to manage things that you navigate differently than you've ever navigated them before. And for you to show up in a place that is vulnerable enough to say, I've not done this before. I'm feeling new things than I've ever felt before. I'm learning to explore this new version of me. And right now, it's okay to set a boundary because I need to show up for myself in a way, and I need to discover what my needs are first before I can give anything to anyone. And so when I told you to also stop chasing your twin flame, you cannot expect them to show up for you when they can't even show up for themselves. They also need to come into more of a place of the divine love for them, and they need to choose themselves over you. And you need to give them the space to be who it is they need to be, to experience what they need to experience. So in the meantime, you're working on yourself, you're embracing that vulnerability, you're exploring who you are, and then you're owning more of your value, because then that's going to raise your frequency. And next thing you know, you're going to have someone show up for you in a place that will show you the love that you deserve. So the fifth way you can raise your vibration is to cultivate authentic abundance. And what that means is, first of all, authentic abundance is when the abundance that you desire outside of you literally has to be connected to inside of you first. We think of abundance sometimes as money or things that are luxurious or things that we desire, basically, which is okay to have that desire. But the goal in the authentic abundance is to know that at the end of the day, we just want to experience peace. We want to experience love. We want to wake up every day and feel that energy, feel the vitality, and not make a sacrifice between love, life, or livelihood. We want it all. And it's okay to have it all. And when you connect to this side of yourself in a way that you can show up raw, real, and vulnerable and authentically express yourself, then you are finding a sense of that abundance inside of you that brings out the passion, it fuels you, it gives you a reason to show up. That is why I show up and do these videos every week. It gives me a reason to put my own emotions, my vulnerability, my authenticity out there in such a way that, you know, I let you know, like, I'm on this journey like you are. And this is not for the faint. This journey is not any part of the ascension journey, and not even just for the twin flames anymore that we've talked about the twin flame path. This is the entire world having the great awakening. And if you're a light worker that has been put in a position to know things, feel things, connect to things, and you know you want more fulfillment and you know you want to make more money in a way that it's meaningful, fulfillment of abundance, then I really invite you to get plugged into that authentic abundance accelerator, because inside of that is going to, we're going to explore so much and connect to so much in a way that's going to really help you step into that next version of you, because you're going to get there one way or another. It's how fast you want to get there. You know, that's why the accelerator is to accelerate the process so you can stop waiting and you don't have to chase anything. And you realize that everything you really want is inside. It's inside of you, and it's connecting to what the abundance is around you through inside of you. And I have some really cool ways to help people that's been trying to get into their purpose and their mission and they don't know where to start. I'm going to be revealing some things of helping people get into that purpose and get into their mission. And I have tools and resources that I've been creating for 6 years in order to share with people. Make sure to get plugged into that authentic abundance accelerator, because I am just feeling a sense of such divine, and I've been using the word divination, ability to share things that I've been trying to work on for years, and being raw, real, and vulnerable here, I didn't know how to get it all together. I didn't know how to package it all. I didn't know how to share it all. I couldn't get it done fast enough. And I'm really being called up and out to that next level of me. And so I'm going through this with all of you. So I look forward to seeing you there. So the sixth way to raise your value and increase your worth is to speak words of wisdom over you and your life. And affirmations are a great way to do that. Being able to reframe those thought patterns, and even being able to learn how to, in that observer, step out of the loop that when you have those negative, low vibrational frequency thoughts and patterns that are old and, you know, coming at you faster. I call it the monkey mind sometimes. It's faster than you can process certain things. And we're also getting to a place that we're not able to process the way we've been used to or accustomed to. We're literally learning and being asked to separate from it all of the chaos and go really deep within. So when you go deep within, speaking over you a sense of value, speaking over yourself a sense of high value, high worth. So I have an affirmation I want to share with you today. I am worthy. I honor my value because I am more than enough to receive the love that I desire. I am worthy. I honor my value because I am more than enough to receive the love that I desire. I am worthy. I honor my value because I am more than enough to receive the love that I desire. I hope these words of wisdom have helped lift and raise your frequency and your vibration and help you be able to tap into more of a higher perception of who you are, the highest version. And I invite you also to take a pen and paper and do some journaling after this little session here and to write out the top three things that you value in yourself. Okay, so the top three things you value in yourself, make sure to put them below as well. I'd love to see them. Okay, so don't forget to like, comment, share the shine. And if you would like to connect and see more ways that I can help you tap into more of that higher version of you, make sure to connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, where I'm sharing daily quotes and affirmations that can help you become the next highest version of yourself in full ownership of your value and your worth. Make sure to like, comment, and share the shine. I will see you in the next video. Namaste.